Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Joe Lundgren, an industry expert in the tile business. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking, Kim.
I miss being with you in Italy at the Trisai show. My son got married. We sent an editor. Just wanted to catch up with several things related to the tile business. One would be, how's the demand in the U.S. now for tile? And then share shift by country. And then some of the hurdles, you know, some of the uncertainty around tariffs.
Yes, I'm sure atop everyone's mind these days.
Tell us, demand, obviously we know the housing market is where the housing market is, but maybe we'll get a blessing at the end of this month and get another quarter point, which could help, right?
Without a doubt, we're all hoping for that. And, you know, housing, as we've talked about before, Kemp, drives a lot of the demand on the ceramic side. When the new homes start, obviously people are moving out of existing homes, and then existing home sales go up, and that's where we see the remodel business pick up as tile, as with all flooring. The interest rate drop will definitely make a difference. However, I think, not to age us, but you and I are of the age where we can look back and go, interest rates are not that bad for what we've seen,
right,
you know, in our lifespan. I think the problem is a lot of the millennials and people buying houses right now are used to that 4% that it was for so many years when the economy was really clipping, hitting every mark. I think there's a lot of hesitation just on the front of that. And more are starting to soften up. Builders are doing buy downs. But like you said, the drop is really what's going to drive it. And it's going to really affect consumer confidence. And that's when we'll see people starting to move into new homes much more readily. Because demand specific to the tile industry, I mean, we're back at 2014 levels. We're about flat this year. The U.S. Producers are about 8% down through three quarters of the year, and imports are about flat. But we did have a lot of imports come in because people were unsure of the other topic we want to talk about, and that's tariffs. So they were covering themselves by getting some inventory in.
So they pre-bought, like you said. So it makes it difficult to determine what true consumer demand is because, you know, we saw a spike earlier this year. Point well made. Let's talk about by country. Obviously, we know that the standouts on imports from European countries, Italians and the Spanish, they continue to have strong business. But I think you were telling me earlier that the Spanish folks saw a little bit of a bump and were taking some share. And then the folks out of India started taking some of that back, right?
Yeah, we can go all the way back to 2019 when we put the anti-dumping against China. And where did that 66 million square meters end up that we were importing, you know, in from China? And everybody says, well, it was the U.S. that got the bulk of that. And in reality, we don't have the capacity to do that. So estimate between 5% and 8% of that went to U.S. manufacturers. Obviously, we're constrained because we only have 12 factories producing floor tile. But when you look at the other countries who really won and you look at the data, it pretty much was simple that Spain came out ahead. Spain, who makes a great stick of tile and at a very competitive price along with other countries, but they were very competitive. Some of the bigger groups really dominated and gained a lot of share. Well, then came along India. And we went through that same kind of a trend that we saw with China, where India took share. And now we've seen with, we're all familiar with the coalition's effort was not necessarily successful on getting large amounts of tariffs for countervailing or anti-dumping put upon India. But now they've filed this lawsuit, which just causes some concern and unknown for a lot of the importers, which we all know a lot of them that are still buying converted over to DVP, and you asked me before what that was. That's delivered duty paid. In other words, the factory is taking on the cost of the import tariffs and the freight and basically selling at a landed price. So if there is any kind of ruling on a court case, the duties that are imposed, which let's say the Commerce Department says we made a mistake and we want to charge 200-300%, that's dated back to that date of the lawsuit filing, and no importer wants to deal with that. So they change their terms, and that goes back to the factory, and then the factory has that debt upon them. If they ever want to import to the U.S., they have to pay that.
A couple of things you went over really quickly, and I want to stress, is the numbers out of India were really strong, and now they're starting to come back down a little bit as we look at the imports from India on tile. And it's because we feel there's a fear that these reciprocal tariffs were going to have to be paid all the way back to the time of this last lawsuit. So that's impacting the business out of India. And then you bring up something that I think is really interesting, because people are so concerned about, should I buy from here? Should I buy from there? Because we don't know exactly where the tariffs are going to land. And you're telling me about this DDP. Explain that one more time. I mean, that's where the seller actually takes the responsibility, the risk on what the tariffs might be, right?
Exactly. What's the risk in that for them if they may not ever import into the U.S.? And who knows, they might owe a large sum of money to the Commerce Department for these reciprocal tariffs. But what leverage does the Commerce Department have to go after them to get that money if they're not going to import to the U.S. anymore? That's a prediction from my side of looking at it of, hey, you know, this might be an option. However, I think there's still some concern over importing, because if that does happen, and I've got a product line, I'm a distributor importing using DDP, and all of a sudden this new lawsuit comes through and there's these new tariffs, I have to stop. Well, I might have this product line placed in a lot of builders and different things that I'm not going to be able to get anymore. That's mm-hmm. where the concern comes from a lot of people. It's okay if it's just for remodel, you know, and somebody's doing this one job. But if I have it specified on a commercial project, or if I have it specified with some national home builders, I could run into trouble.
All right. One last thing before we go, let's talk about per capita usage and the tile in the United States. It's actually coming up just a little bit. Is that the feeling you're getting?
Yeah, it is coming up a little bit, you know, but I think we've talked about it before. When you look at us as the most industrialized nation with the lowest per capita user of tile at about 9 square feet. And you look at a country like Saudi Arabia, obviously not as vast, but 150 square feet per person. We've got a lot of opportunity, and a lot of it's shifting essentially over to the hard surface from soft surface, because in a lot of cases, Americans are thinking, hey, hard surface is a much more clean floor. It's easier to maintain and doesn't trap the dirt like some other soft surfaces may. So we've seen a shift overall, obviously, and a lot in LVT because of the cost to install it. But tile is a benefit of that also, and that's what we see happening. And hopefully more and more people will start using tile like they do in Europe in the United States.
So it's $250 million now to build a U.S. factory. So is anybody breaking ground right now?
You know, it's a great question. I just met with somebody at Chersai who told me they built a factory in Vietnam. They're just finishing off building that factory, and I hear costs in the U.S. anywhere from, like you're saying, $250 million. Okay. That's about the going rate with where construction's been, and the last factory was probably a couple $100 million. This gentleman said he built his for $73 million. So when you look at companies that want to build in the United States and they see the cost in the United States versus building it domestically in whatever country they're coming from, they look at that and say there's a significantly lower cost of an investment for a plant abroad than in the United States. And then they can export to many countries from wherever they're producing. Whereas in the United States, we don't have that benefit, that we're not competitive enough to be able to export outside the United States.
All right, Joe. Well, thanks for giving us an update on what's been going on in the tile industry. You've been talking to Joe Lundgren with Joe Lundgren Consulting, and you've been listening to Kempar and FortAlley.net.